Bills GM Brandon Bean was a guest on the Jerry and Joe show.
Jerry and Joe. Jerry and Joe.
Jerry and Joe.
Jerry and Joe.
Jerry and Joe.
Jerry and Joe.
You're listening to
Jerry and Joe on WGRN Buffalo.
Hey, everybody. It's nice outside. Gonna be nice today. Not that warm. 52.
I saw 60s.
Right now it's 52.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, high 65. I'm in shorts already. I've made the transition. I'm ready. I do find this time of year is an impatient time of year because I want it to get a little bit warmer, a little bit faster.
Yeah, and you might be rushing the shorts a little bit.
Yesterday was beautiful. Did some yard work yesterday. Cleaned the garage.
Me too.
That's how you know it's a nice day.
Yeah.
You're willing to put all of your things in a garage outside while you get in there and you sweep.
Yeah.
Arrange things. It'll be clean for about a day. And then the kids will, throw every bike and thing everywhere. So for one day, I took pictures. I should get a picture of my clean garage and put it on my wall in my bedroom so I can look at it.
Put it on your refrigerator.
Yes.
I did mow the lawn yesterday, and it was one of those mows where the grass is like over your knees. So you have to change the bag out like three times. And for me, that's a very small yard. Yeah. Like, these Kenmore North Buffalo houses. And it still took like three goes at it, like replacing it, because there was so much grass.
Do you have to bag it? Are you supposed to bag it?
I don't think you have to, but I thought, in fact, a lot of times I won't because our yard's not that big. But
if it's long, you probably should because otherwise.
It was
otherwise,
so long. I'm like, there's going to be so much grass on the yard. I'm like, I probably should.
Yeah,
so.
Otherwise it looks like you have hay on your yard as it just dries out and dies.
That's what it would have looked like for sure. Yeah. Also, there are spots in our front yard where I really feel like an adult where you're just like standing over your yard. Like, just looking at, we planted some grass, and like just investigating how much it's growing, and like that's real adulthood.
Yes.
When you're just staring out over your yard. Like, if someone looked out right at that point in time, I would have just been like marching around the yard, just looking, not doing anything.
Do you guys know there's ways to mow your lawn where the grass won't clump up like that?
What do you mean?
Like, other than bagging it?
Yeah. Do you have push mowers or like
push?
Oh, that might make a difference.
Oh, because like far too small for a riding mower.
If you have a riding mower and you do like your two passes around the outside edge and then you split it down the middle, like you drive to like the middle of your yard and do a line down the middle and then blow the grass to the outside just in like a big circle rather than like striping or anything like that, it'll spread the grass out
and kind of like act like some sort of.
Isn't that kind of like a Zamboni?
Yeah, it just disperses the grass. Like, it just pushes it all to the outside, and it spreads it out. There will be maybe thick spots, but won't be as much.
Lawnmower radio here for a moment. So I got an electric lawnmower last year, small one. The best thing about the electric mower is just that it's super easy. It's like using a drill. You charge a battery, and then you use it.
That's what I got.
Yeah, and we have a small yard. I can mow the lawn in 9 minutes.
Same. Oh, yeah.
Very small. The one thing about it, though, is because it's such a small yard and I got the electric, you can buy them, and they're small machines, right? They're pretty narrow.
Yeah.
And when I was buying it last year, I'm thinking, for $30 more, I can get one bigger size or even bigger than that. And every time I mow it, I think I should have spent the $30 for the extra
$30
for the 2 inches for a lifetime of two more inches.
It's like six coffees.
Right. I should have just done that because now The mower I have, the electric mower, how wide is it? It's not quite a foot wide. It might be 2 feet wide. It's small. And I just always,
it would have been $30.
Right. Past me,
$30.
Should have thought future you is going to want to do two less passes and not look at this stupid electric mower every time and think, should have spent the $30 on the one size up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it every time. Like, here we go again.
And you can't go back.
No,
like once you bought it, that's over.
Oh, yeah. I'm 2 years into this electric mower, which, whatever. Does the job. It's easy. Feels like it's got fewer moving parts.
The lesson in life there is maybe just spend the extra $30.
You get what you pay for.
On a multi-year purchase, right? Like anything that you're going to own you plan to own for multiple years, $30 for the next level up.
I know. I should have just done it.
Or get the Roomba mower. The electric ones that run themselves, they map out your yard and then they just mow the lawn.
But I like to mow the lawn.
Well, yeah, but that's just another thing.
I find you like to mow the lawn, or like you're okay with, like, you would never go out and mow the lawn when it didn't need to be mowed just because you felt like doing it.
Well, that would be dumb, because the goal is to actually, you know, do something outside. Put that Twitter poll up. Do you like to mow the lawn? I do. I wish I had a bigger lawn to mow. And then there's going to be a diminishing returns. If you told me I had to mow 28 acres, that might be different.
But, well, you'd have the riding mower then.
Sure. In which case, I might like that.
Yeah.
My experience mowing lawns, working on golf courses, on riding mowers, you know, you want to have a good time, get yourself on a fairway mower and go out and mow some fairways. That is a good time.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever in my life even sat on, let alone driven, a riding mower. Yeah. Never.
So it's like a go-kart.
What? Only push mowers.
That's, oh, man.
You're missing out.
That's like when you listen to all your podcasts and everything.
Like, that's not just, like, it's not really an experience where, like, you could just do it, though. Like, just knock on a neighbor's door and be like, hey, you have a riding, can I mow your lawn today? Maybe they would say yes. Or if they're like you and they like riding the mower, they're like, no, beat it. I'm mowing the lawn.
I saw somebody yesterday posting they were looking for motivation to mow their lawn, and I thought about an app like Tinder or Hinge that would match people that want to mow a lawn with a lawn. Sometimes I'll be driving and I'll see just a lawn or a median, and I'll think, I'd really like to get after that.
Yeah.
I would spend my time and go mow that if it felt like it was something that I could do.
There are probably a couple, but there are social media accounts where the whole bit that they've got popular off is they'll just drive around and they'll see a lawn that looks like it hasn't been touched in 2 years, and they'll knock on the door like, hey, can I take care of your lawn for free? And clean it all up for free, because they're doing it for the media, the clicks.
Are you aware?
You could do that. Start a social media channel. You just drive around Buffalo and you find a yard that needs cutting, and you knock on the door and say, "I'm gonna cut your lawn for you."
Here's how I know that enjoying the mowing of the lawn is not weird. Because there are video games. Are you aware of the lawn mowing simulator game?
Yes, but I don't believe anyone's ever purchased that.
It's got 3.75 stars at the PlayStation Store, the lawnmower video game. Now, I've never done that.
The lawnmower simulator game?
You know what? Let me take a look at it.
There's a goat simulator, too, I think.
Let me watch the trailer here.
I have this game, actually.
Lawn mowing simulator?
Yeah. Come on.
Yes. And is it great?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's a little clunky sometimes, but once you get the hang of it, it's pretty good.
How often do you play it?
Every once in a while. In the wintertime, usually.
See? He wants to scratch
the itch. In the wintertime.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it where you kind of like level up and you get to outfit your mower with better things? Oh, man.
Yeah. More lawns you do, the more money you make and the better mowers you can buy.
You know what? This game is $20. I think I might have found why I didn't.
$20.
That's why I didn't spend the $30 on the bigger mower. Now I can get the game for the same price, and I can do more mowing.
Right. You saved $30 on the real mower, so you could buy the lawnmower simulator game.
I mean, look at this. I'm watching the trailer. You can mow the grounds at a castle. Who doesn't want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Some of the reviews are funny. Who cares about shooters, RPGs? We've transcended. We're mowing lawns now. All right, we'll put that Twitter poll up and put the poll up in the chat. Do you like to mow the lawn?
Uh-huh.
It's going to win yes, right?
I can't believe that more people are saying yes than no. At the moment, it's 70% yes and 30% no.
75-25. I would expect it to win. Yeah. I learned to mow the lawn maybe when I was 10. I've told this story on the air before. My mom made me wear goggles. Like
goggles.
Yeah, because she's afraid that this is the kind of
grass was going to shoot up in your eyes.
No, like a stone or a wood chip or a mulch was going to fly out of the mower and hit me in the eyes. She made me wear goggles.
It's a good idea. I've had a stone hit me in the face many times.
She worried about those kind of things, and she was always very much on those. So, since I've been 10, and back when I was a kid, we had a decent-sized lawn to mow. That would take me an hour and 20 minutes, just not on a rider, just walking and pushing the whole thing. Like, we had a good-sized lawn.
Yeah.
So as soon as she taught me how to do that, like, I probably didn't like it when I was 10, but it didn't take long to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice lush grass. Done some greens mowing as a former greenskeeper.
Greens mowing.
Yeah. You want some pride in your work? Go mow a green at a nice course. I worked at CCB for 2 summers mowing greens.
Yeah. How easy is that?
To mow greens?
It's not hard to mess up?
It's not hard to mess it up.
Yeah.
Because if you go off by 2 millimeters, it'll burn into the edge on the fringe or whatever.
Right, right.
And if your lines are crooked, you could see those. if they're still doing
it. And everybody will know.
Everybody would know.
Everyone's been on a golf course where there's those burn marks across the green. Like, oh, something happened here this morning.
Yes.
They got to putt across it now.
Anyway, 803-0550. 80% saying yes.
80%?
Not surprised.
I'm not saying I don't like it, but...
I think you are.
I'm indifferent. It's fine. It's definitely not one of the worst chores. I would not rank it on near the top of the worst chores.
No, that's right. What is the worst chore?
What is the worst chore? The worst chore is dusting.
Dusting? Okay. No. Dishes?
No, I'm fine with dishes.
You know what my worst? I'll give you mine. Putting the fitted sheet on the bed.
Oh, that's a nightmare. That is a nightmare.
Thank you.
It's a two-person job. It's a two-person job.
It's the worst. Every time I get so mad, like, I can't.
It's not a two-person job for my wife, because if I ever try to do it myself, it will just have to be redone.
Yeah.
And then we'll either both do it or she'll do it. So
803-0550. The chat's alive here. We got David suggesting Jerry and Joe landscaping on the YouTube chat. You know, love a fresh smell of the lawn in the morning. Oh, yeah. Good day to mow the lawn. And again, we very much support the concept as we're 13 minutes into lawn mowing radio. We'll get to some other stuff here. Change up your mow pattern. You got to go diagonal every once in a while, every couple weeks. Make sure you're shifting so you're not putting the same lines in your grass.
I think his dream job is one of those mowers at ballparks.
Me?
Yeah.
I would absolutely love that. To mow the socks pattern out there, but they probably use.
Don't think some hasn't a team like mowed their? Attachment.
Yeah, they use rollers.
Okay,
yeah.
Hasn't a team mowed their logo into the grass before?
Oh, absolutely,
that happens, right?
Absolutely, I would love that to mow the rays of the sun in the outfield or mow some sort of absolutely.
Your right. Dream job could be like corn mazes, like cutting that stuff down too.
This is the dream job, of course, obviously. But no, retirement, if I could go back to work on golf courses and just ride mowers and get up at the crack before dawn and just do fairway mowers, like, let's go.
That'll be your retirement gig.
If
Howard's going to do...
If it's up to me,
going
yes.
to do tours at Niagara Falls and Jeremy's going to go hop on a mower somewhere.
You haven't thought of that? I mean, you might not be old enough.
I have not had that thought yet.
Work and spend time in retirement, what would it be for me? Like right now, if you told me you're going to get there and you're going to mow fairways, I'd say sold.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. Put some headphones on, listen to the Joe and Josh show.
Mm-hmm.
And then just going to be yelling about wide receivers in 30 years.
Yep.
And I'll be on a mower. That's my plan.
Wow.
803-0550. We've got Dave in Maryland had a lawn mowing bet. All right, Dave. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, when I first moved to Maryland from Angola, me and my buddy bought lawnmowers. Mine cost $4,800.
Wow.
He spent $1,000 and kind of got all over me about it. By the end of the 25 years, he bought 6 mowers for $1,000, and mine is still working.
There you go.
So you do get what you pay for.
That's good investment. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
$4,800 on a mower.
Go big, I guess, on the mower. I don't think it would be common to have to replace it 6 times, but I guess that could happen. And it has, apparently. I have not replaced my mower every year.
I always like to think about the Bad Boys Mower Bowl or whatever, that one college football game.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 1 year going onto that website and looking how expensive mowers are, and some of those mowers are like $20,000. Big, elaborate machines. It's wild. Kind of makes me want to.
Your 50th is coming.
You're not wrong about that.
$20,000 mower.
I'll take it. I'm going to need a yard, but I'll take it. I'll go mow the new Bill Stadium. Ooh, by the way, the new Bill Stadium will have to be mowed.
They will need a mower. You should apply.
Who's getting that job? Will they let people do it? Just like, hey,
you have a remote setup, you could do it. You could get one of Sal's setups. You could do pregame while mowing the grass.
Listen, these are not bad ideas. These are ideas. There's no such thing as a stupid idea. Maybe there are,
but they will. That is a job that does not exist right now. That will
someone?
The new stadium,
yeah. Someone's gonna be mowing that grass. Maybe like a robot. John in Lackawanna. Hey, John.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, boys?
Long morning.
Time listener, 16 time caller.
Thanks, John.
I just wanted to talk about that that viral picture that I saw with Dalton Kincaid.
Yep.
He had a couple of, I saw you reply to that side doctor. It looks like he's got 2 knee braces on still, and it's a little perplexing because the coach wanted him to put on some weight, but he's still looking pretty skinny. Actually, he looks a little smaller than last year. What do you guys think about his physique?
Thanks, John. I did see this picture. If you haven't seen this, this is one of those times we can catch up on like what's happening on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So yes, Thigh Doctor. There's a Twitter account. I believe it's a former athletic trainer of some sorts. You know, a little bit of a mystery man, deep throat water Thigh Doctor.
Yeah.
And we'll often look at injuries and say, looks like it might be this. Look at a certain brace. Look at a certain wrap. And a lot of accuracy to it, but you take it with the grain of salt that it is. You take it for, you know, this is just a person looking at a picture. That said, you know, I think there's reason to say sometimes that there's good information to gather from it. Anyway, Thigh Doctor,
mm-hmm.
tweeted a picture from Bill's minicamp, OTAs, whatever they have, phase one. And the picture is of Kincaid. It says, what do you notice? And he is wearing two knee braces or two different things on his knees. And the rest of the comments are everyone thinking he looks thin.
Yeah.
And the idea that he's going to bulk up this offseason has not happened. It's a distant picture. It's a blurry picture. You've seen the picture?
I've seen the picture, yeah.
Everyone's seen the picture? Okay, so maybe you haven't seen it, but if you search Thigh Doctor on Twitter, you'll see it. I don't know if it means he's thin. I don't know if you step on a scale, do a body weight, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea being that it's got some Bills fans to really focus in on Kincaid. And while we've spent, 8 days plus 3 years arguing about wide receivers, it really does feel like it's all going to come to a head on Kincaid. And that what the replies to this picture revealed to me is the number of Bills fans or observers that are either ready for him to break out, hopeful he will, or ready to jump on him if he doesn't. Like,
yeah,
what's the plan here? And the further context of it, John, thanks for the phone call, is it's a time where they want him to bulk up. Does that mean they want him to be more tight endy and less receivery? Or if he doesn't actually bulk up, is he going to not be able to have his play strength where McDermott and Bean kind of said they wanted it? So, to me, that picture, if you haven't seen it, you could go take a look at it. I don't know if there's anything concrete to be gathered from it, but for me, it was about the reaction to it. Like, okay, people are ready to see. It's put up or shut up time for Kincaid.
It's got to be a breakout year for him.
Yes.
It has to be. Or, well, I mean, what's the or? The or is he'll play for you again, but he's probably not getting a fifth-year option. Or people won't want him to get a fifth-year option. I could say that. If he has 600 yards this year and it's, you know, relatively the same for what it's been. The idea of him still being thin, I guess there are a couple things I think of, though. He's got two knee braces on, and we knew he needed to get healthy on that front after the year. I guess he could still, it could have been a longer process for him. Like, I wonder when the bulk up comes. You know, like, if he had to have his knees get healthy first, how much was he able to bulk up between the end of the season and now? Like, I'm sure there was some opportunity, but maybe between now and training camp is when he'll do that. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Because it would be, I mean, wouldn't it be a story if the coach outright said at the end of the season, we want him to get bigger, we want him to bulk up a bit, and then he came back to training camp and he didn't?
Unless,
I mean, I would think it would be more that he couldn't because of some other reason more than he's defying the head coach.
There's also the timeline. I mean, it is May.
How
soon could he put on, and how much do they want? When they say bulk up and play strength, do they mean there's a number on, you know, the bench press? Is there a number on the squat? Is there a number just on the scale? That's something we didn't get specifically from the head coach when talking about Kincaid's play strength and wanting to change that.
So. Right. And a lot of it, I think, is probably stemming from his health, too. Like, part of the reaction, like last year, he was definitely injured for a lot of the season. But not everybody's always going to want to hear that. That doesn't go down on your stat sheet at the end of it when you go back and look. So, you know, if he has another year where he's banged up throughout it, then, like, tough. It's the same result for you. Like, it's all right, you drafted this tight end, and he's not maybe that big for the position, but he still has to do some of the things that a tight end is asked to do. He has to be covered by bigger people. He has to block bigger people. And if his body breaks down because of that, then what good is the pick? What good is the weapon of having a matchup nightmare tight end like that if you're ever going to use him like a real tight end, his body's going to break down.
This conversation got me looking to, as you mentioned, like the fifth-year option for Kincaid, what the plan is with Dawson Knox after this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they save about $10 million by getting rid of Knox.
Well, the way they talk, they talk about him, I mean, contract extension or adjustment feels more likely.
That's always in the mix there. They did just draft a blocking tight end. And I wonder if the long-term plan, again, everything could be fluid, but would the long-term plan be to part ways with Knox, save $10 million on the cap, and have Jackson Hawes be your new Knox, and you fifth-year option, you pick that up in Kincaid and try to turn it into something? I mean, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you restructure Knox, you could save a lot of money. They could save $6 million next year by a restructure.
I mean, Kincaid really is, though. It's tough because I have not seen flashes of a player that could be this. But don't you think the Bills in a private moment would tell you he is the one guy they think could be their number one receiver outside of Shakir?
Maybe. The thing about,
like, if somebody's going to lead them in receiving that isn't Khalil Shakir, that they would want it to be Kincaid.
How different is he, and this is an honest question, from Kyle Pitts?
Kincaid?
Yeah. Every year it's supposed to be, here comes the breakout. Here comes the breakout. And this position, you know, how many
Pitts
guys...
Pitts is similar in that his best year was his rookie year. Yeah. Kincaid, it's only two seasons, but...
Right. Pitts had 1,000 yards in his rookie season.
He had 1,000 yards.
And every year it's like, here it comes, here it comes. This position, sometimes it kind of gets evaluated like it's fantasy football. I don't want to do that. I don't want to just evaluate Kincaid on catches. I want to know, is he affecting defenses? Is he drawing gravity? And there were times last year we saw that. So, you know, with Pitts, they have other weapons, and that offense definitely does not funnel through him. There are a couple different guys like this where Kincaid set the rookie record for tight end catches by a Bill, and a million other guys, it seems, are getting those numbers at that position now. Pass catching tight end is one that's kind of, you know, evolved into the game to be an outlet. The question is, will he just be a reliable, efficient outlet, or will he be the kind of guy that, oh man, the Bills won and the Ravens are sitting there saying, Kincaid ate us up.
Yeah.
Is he capable of stepping above,
I mean, I don't know,
just being Josh Allen's pass-catching tight end and being the kind of guy where it's, what are they going to do to stop Kincaid? Because that is what Mark Andrews has become.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Andrews became that in his career. And, of course, Kelce was more than just Mahomes' go-to safe, efficient option.
There aren't many of those guys, though.
There are not. That's right.
And that is part of why, like, Pitts is a good thought experiment here for me, because I remember looking this up and making these points when they drafted him, that you're often let down when you draft a tight end in the first round. Not always.
In fantasy or in real?
No. In like, when a real team drafts a tight end in round one, like, the hit rate on that position, it's not zero. I mean, there are success stories. I mean, Brock Bowers last year is going to be, I think, going to be amazing for 15 years. I mean, he was another level of good even above Pitts and Kincaid.
When it comes to how often he was thrown to, yes. He was thrown to endlessly.
Wasn't it efficiency, too? I'll find that. But again, maybe you're a little more right.
There's targets, there's efficiency, and then there's, did you break the game?
Right.
Because I saw Kevin Cole of Unexpected Points did a big, long breakdown of, like, offensive rookie of the year, and he said Bowers had no business being there, that he was basically a volume tight end, and they were never really high-leverage plays, you know, not like a quarterback might be. So,
well, in the last 10 years, first-round tight ends, how many guys have even turned into the guy that you're talking about, which is... You have gravity. You are changing the way defenses play.
The answer to that is probably more than I know, because I'm not watching all their film.
I mean, Browers and Kincaid. It's Kyle Pitts. It is Hockenson and Noah Fant.
Hockenson got traded. Okay. Noah Fant was, I mean, he also got traded.
Hockenson is close to that, though. Hockenson's great. It's not Hayden Hurst. It's not O.J. Howard. It's, I don't think, Evan Ingram, David Njoku, and then you're at Eric Ebron.
Njoku is pretty good.
He's pretty good. But none of those guys I just listed are like dominant, like, oh, we're talking that the Bills are playing blank coming into the week, and we're spending the whole week about the tight end.
It's a point why Loveland went ahead of Tyler Warren in this draft, because he's more the traditional tight end, which is tougher to find. And that's where Kittle, who just got big money, like, Kittle's on the field all the time.
Yep. And Kittle blocks a lot and is great at it too. So, yeah.
Yeah. This is a big long answer about the tight end position to a question about a picture from phase one.
Gotta love Pitts, by the way. It still says his nickname on Pro Football Reference, Unicorn.
Yeah.
When you've had 3 years of not topping 600 yards, you're not allowed to be called Unicorn anymore.
No, that's right. 803-0550 on lawn mowing and tight ends. That's where we are.
Lawn mowing and tight ends.
That's where we started. I've got a really fun thing to get to at some point. I want to save it a little bit, but the Ravens rookie kicker, I don't know if you've learned about him at all.
No.
The Ravens have a rookie kicker that can hit from how far? I'll tell you that. And I dug into my first ever kicker's scouting report just based on this, because I wanted to see, like, what would you say about a kicker? And Lance Zierlein's scouting report on this kicker is objectively funny. We'll get to that. Joe Marino, Locked on Bills podcast at 8 o'clock, as is usually the case. We'll get a rookie camp preview. Rookie camp for the Bills starts tomorrow. Amy Lisakowski on the 11-day power play and a golf tournament we're all going to be playing in as well. So lots coming up today. Open phone lines for you to start. How about Kincaid? Do you think this thing can be saved, reborn? 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.